Jeremiah chapter 9. Oh, that my head was water, and my eyes a fountain of tears, so that I could weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place for travelers, so that I could leave my people and go away from them, for they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues like their bows for lies, but they're not valiant for the truth upon the earth. Because they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, says Yahweh. Take notice, every one of his neighbor, and trust not on any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders, and they will deceive every one his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They've taught their tongue to speak lies, and they weary themselves to commit iniquity. Your habitation is in the midst of deceit, and through deceit they refuse to know me, says Yahweh. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts, understand, I will melt them and test them, for how will I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is like an arrow shot out. It speaks deceit. One speaks peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in heart he lays his weight. Will I not visit them for these things, says Yahweh? Will not my soul be avenged on such a nation like this? For the mountains will I take up a weeping and wailing, and for the habitations of the wilderness a lamentation, because they've been burned up, so that none can pass through them. Neither can men hear the voice of the cattle. Both the fowl, the heavens, and the beast are fled. They are gone. And I will make Jerusalem heaps and a den of dragons, and I will make the cities of Yehuda desolate without an inhabitant. Who's the wise man who may understand this? Who is he to whom the mouth of Yahweh has spoken, so that he may declare it? For what the land perishes and burned up like a wilderness that none passes through. And Yahweh said, because they've forsaken my law which I set before them, and they've not obeyed my voice, neither walked in it, but they've walked after the imagination of their own heart and after Baalim, which their fathers taught them. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, understand that I will feed them, this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. I'll scatter them also amongst the heathen, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I'll send a sword after them till I've consumed them. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, consider, and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for cunning people, that they may come, and let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, so that our eyes might run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with waters. For a voice of wailing is heard from Zion. How have we been spoiled? We are greatly confounded because we've forsaken the land, because our dwellings have thrown us out. Yet hear the word of Yahweh, O women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and every one her neighbor lamentation. For death has come up to our windows. It's entered into our palaces to cut off the children from outside and the young men from the streets. Speak. Thus says Yahweh, even the carcasses of men will fall like dung upon the open field, and like the handful after the harvestmen, no one will gather them. Thus says Yahweh, let not the wise boast in his wisdom, neither let the mighty boast in his might, let not the rich boast in his riches, but let he who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am Yahweh who exercises loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things do I delight, says Yahweh. Understand, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will punish all circumcised with the uncircumcised. Egypt and Yehuda and Edom and the children of Ammon and Moab and all who are in the utmost corners who dwell in the wilderness. For all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. End of chapter 9.